To you, my brothers and sisters, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, the one who is the Christ, the promised one of God. You notice I asked you to stand to greet the good news. Ow, that wasn't a whole lot of good news. I blithely went into the narthex last Sunday and said to Pastor, if you need a preacher, I'm yours, and hadn't even read what was coming. Might have chosen differently. This is not a text that those that I know that do pulpit supply mark in their calendar and say, boy, I wish somebody would call me and let me really sink my teeth into this one. No. So why do we even have to read it? Well, I would tell you that sometimes we have to just be confronted with the cold, hard truth. That things aren't always pretty. Easy, merry, gay, filled with puppies, butterflies, and cotton candy in our world and in our land. I don't know if you noticed, but we had a little thing go on in our country this past week. And there were people that were singing, praise the Lord, and people saying, Lord, where have you gone? And there are many of us living in the breach between the two. So what on earth are we as Christians and we as Americans to think of what has happened? I said to Pastor just this morning, I said, I don't like that text. I don't want to preach on that text, so I'm going to run right straight into the breach of politics. Hey, I'm not ordained. What can they do to me? Sometimes these positions are really God's hand at work. But I figure if it was good enough for Jesus to run into politics, it's good enough for me. Something else happened in the last week that some of you may have noted and some may not have even noted or know of. But Leonard Cohen died. Leonard Cohen, one of the great poets of our time, which you may not know a lot of Leonard Cohen's poetry, but I'll bet most of you know one of Leonard Cohen's songs put to music. The great song, Hallelujah. It's a song filled with a certain discord in life, a struggle. Yet at the end of every verse about struggle, there is this great proclamation of Hallelujah. It's a sort of, at the end of all of my struggle, I still fall to my knees and pray, Hallelujah. I think that's where we are left, both with this scripture and what's happened with our country this week. In this week, we can proclaim hallelujah, that once again, this great nation is about to transfer leadership from one person to another, one party to another, without a war, without guns. Not many places on earth can say that. I am reminded of the scripture that says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I have to stand up here and tell you I firmly believe that it's that hand that helps us along, that helps us move from one to another. We may say, Lord, what were you thinking? We may say, Lord, thank you for seeing us and delivering us. And we may look at our neighbor and say, I wonder whose side you were on. I got to tell you, I was one of the earliest people in my age group to sign up for Facebook, and I think I'm going to be one of the earliest people in my age group to run crying from Facebook and say, nevermore, nevermore. Because I can't hardly stand the conflict and the name-calling between the two. All right, I voted differently than you did. Quit. Stop. Some of the worst is by my supposed Christian brothers and sisters that say, how on earth could anyone vote for Donald Trump? After the mean-spirited things he said. Well, what does that say to the Trump voters? You're just now not calling our vote into question, you're calling our faith into question. And the Trump voters that say, do you not know what an awful, evil woman she was? How on earth did you vote for her? Which leaves the Clinton voters, that leaves those of us that might have voted for Hillary Clinton thinking, you're calling into question not our vote, but our very faith. I'm standing up here this morning to say, stop it. Stop it. I'm standing up here to say a nation has voted, and it's now time for us to pick up our big boy and our big girl pants and move on. So having done that political speech, what on earth does that have to do with an assembly of the faithful? It has everything to do with an assembly of the faithful. Because guess what? It does not ultimately matter who sits in the White House when it comes to what we do. Because it's who sits in the heavenly house that matters what we do. Who sits at the throne and says to us, get up, get out of your malaise, get off of your sadness or your triumph, and find somebody hungry and feed them. It says to us, get out of your cheering or your jeering and find somebody who needs you, not who you voted for. They need you, a baptized child of God, to be in their life and in their midst. Our Muslim neighbors need us. We need our Muslim neighbors. Our Jewish neighbors need us, and we need them. We need neighbors of all faiths and all traditions to join with us, to hear from us a clarion call, not so much about the way our government is organized, but the way our heart is organized. It is our heart that is changed at the baptismal font. It is our heart that says, I love you. I may disagree with you, but I want to get in the car with you and go make pancakes. I want to get in the car with you and raise a hammer to create a habitat house. Or as Ken Bash is so wont to say, if you can't raise a hammer, raise a peanut butter knife and make sandwiches. We all have a role to play. I've heard you say it. I'm going to, over and over. There's a song I love that begins with a modified version of the scripture. As a very special gift to you today, I will not sing it. Open mine eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. That is our prayer this day. Our prayer is for our nation. Our prayer is for our leaders. Our prayer is for the president-elect to be a man of faith and grace and to walk humbly. Our prayer is that Mrs. Clinton find solace in being a grandma and at other works, good works that she might find to do. Our prayer is that each of us find that calling that says we have something to do in this world. See, we were not brought here this morning to look at our beautiful gathering place. For if in the words of Luke, we're here to hear beautiful music, an sermon, but to look around at this beautiful place, we've missed the boat. It's time to get on with it. It's time to move forward. It's time to heed Leonard Cohen's words, which are on my cell phone up here. On this side, the last verse. May we all, at a time in our life, be able to say this. I did my best. It wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. May the discord of this week bring us to the light of a new week, a new calling in our baptism, and the joint proclamation of hallelujah. Amen.